maybe a little bit left field to compare to what we would normally do. We do normally tip into, you know, your usual hurling, soccer, rugby and the likes. But today I am talking about petanque. And I'm going to have to help get a bit of help along the way. A man called Tom McPhillips is sitting opposite me at the moment. Tom is one of the founding members of the Waterford Petanque Club. And Tom, you've had an interesting couple of weeks, I suppose.
We have indeed.
Yeah, it's... The club is not long formed, but nonetheless, some silverware in a cabinet that's yet to be built.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. A fantastic achievement, really, for the club. Well done to all the guys who played, and to Jimmy DeFesco for actually putting the club together, to be honest. Mm. Yeah, so we met in Frankfield Petanque Club in Cork, and we played against Care Petanque Club and another club, which was a wild card club. Mm-hmm. Basically, a number of players put together to create that extra team. So it consisted of playing singles games, doubles and triples. Mm-hmm. And it went right down to the wire. At the end, we needed to win the triplets. Mm-hmm. To take home the silverware. Yeah. So it was a good day. It was a long day, very intense. Mm-hmm. And the fantastic thing about it was, for such a young club, we're only 4 weeks in the making.
Yeah.
And we're establishing ourselves as a club. And I suppose this opportunity that you've given me really is to help promote the club. Mm-hmm. And we meet every Sunday at 12 o'clock in People's Park. It's fantastic that Waterford City Council have put together some petanque courts in the park. So it's for everybody to use. But as a club, we're striving to participate more, grow the sport in Ireland as much as we can. There are numerous clubs around Ireland, in particular in Dunleary, in Bushey Park, as I mentioned, Frankfield and Cork. And there's lots of new clubs sprouting up around the country. So it's a brilliant game. It's a game of skill, mm-hmm. strategy, and you do get quite a bit of exercise. Yeah. You know, I don't know if you know anything about petanque.
That was my second question. Yeah. So, to sound really ignorant for a moment,
sure.
What is petanque? Treat me like I'm five.
Petanque, it originates out of France.
Yeah.
It's huge worldwide. Millions of people play petanque. There's world championships, European championships, and so on. And I'm personally a graphic designer, mm-hmm. and I've been fortunate enough over the last number of years to be working with various petanque clubs around the world,
yeah.
on their branding and so on. So I have quite a long experience with the game. I learnt it all in Germany. I was 10 years out there, and it brought me all over Germany playing in tournaments and competitions. And the wonderful thing about petanque, apart from the social side of it, is meeting people.
Sure, yeah.
And
like any sport,
so
yeah.
The game, how it works is you have a little jack, a little ball. You have three heavy metal balls. They vary in weights from 650 grams up to 710 grams. They're made of steel or carbon. And the idea is to gain 13 points.
Okay.
And
how do you do that?
So you throw the little jack, or the cochonnet, as the French call it. The Germans call it the Schwein. It's the French for piglet.
Yeah.
So you throw between 6 to 10 metres. Then you throw your first boule. The balls are called boules. And you try and throw it as close to the pig or the cochonnet as possible. The next team then try to get inside that.
Yeah.
And they will continue to play unless they get inside that. Once they're inside that, they're pointed.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's... So you have to keep going until each team has, outside of tets or singles, each team has 6 boules in hand. So if you're playing as doubles, you have 3 boules each.
Mm-hmm.
So it's 6 against doubles against doubles,
sure,
6
yeah.
in the team. And then on singles, you have just 3. So the fun about it is that there's a strategy, because if you've got a good pointer, then you, on your team, you need someone who is a good shooter. Now, a shooter is somebody who will be able to throw their boule mm-hmm. at the other boule.
Sure.
And hopefully what they call a carreau, which is you hit the other boule and leave your boule in that place
mm-hmm.
and steal the point.
Yeah, sure.
So there's, yeah. And then the other great thing about it is it can be played anywhere.
Yeah.
Traditionally, it's played on sandy, stony ground. We're lucky here in Waterford. There are a couple of petanque courts have been established. I found one only recently over in Ballybeg.
Yeah.
A beautiful new court. It's a single court. But throughout Europe, the French have been playing in big parks in open areas, and they're vast. And so throughout Ireland, as we're seeing, the likes of Bushey Park is quite a large club, and you will get a lot of international people coming in from France, Europe, various parts of Europe. Even in our own club, we have a French player, we have a couple of French people. We have Ararat is from Armenia, as far as I remember. So they have played in their own countries in the past. Yeah, Beatrice is from Switzerland. So to kind of bring in this kind of multicultural vibe to which is a nice little aspect to the game. And then the beauty about it as well is that it kind of, you can bring it internationally. Now, when I was living in Germany, it was everywhere. And I was lucky to be living down the south of Germany, where we played against the French. The French, it's their own game, and to beat the French in their own game is always an achievement.
So what you were competing in last week was the Munster Inter-Club Championships.
Correct, yes.
And I suppose the key point of this is the fact that, as you point out, the club has only been formed in the last month.
Yeah.
So kind of ramshackle, I suppose, in some way, for the lads from Waterford coming up to this tournament. But you go and you win it. So less than a month in existence, and you go and you steal the Munster Championship away from the clubs who have been formed a bit longer. It's a phenomenal story in that sense.
It was. It was a huge achievement, because not only we've only started to get to know each other in the last few weeks. Lots of new players are coming to the club on Sundays to participate. We provide lots of booths and for people who don't have them. So to travel there and not really know who you're playing with. I played my first game with René, who is Jimmy DeFesco's dad, who's originally a Frenchman, 30 years living in Dungarvan. And very nice.
He's handball, isn't he?
I don't know.
I think it's something handball from Dungarvan. He does,
Maybe he does. Maybe he does.
Anyway, sorry.
So I never played with Jim, with René before. So it was, that in itself was, meeting him was the first time, playing together for the first time, and we hit it off. And there has to be a little bit of chemistry when you're playing with somebody. You know, understanding if they're a good shooter or they're a good pointer. And if you're pointing, your job is to get the ball in. Their job is to shoot the other ones away, and vice versa. So there's a, it was very exciting. And as you say, we really went not really much sure how it was going to turn out. But sometimes on the day, all the players were playing very well. And to come back with a bit of silverware was we were very happy, very chuffed.
Yeah, it's quite special, in fairness.
It is.
So every Sunday you meet up in the People's Park. It's a midday start of a Sunday.
We meet at 12, yes.
So if I want to get involved, how do I get involved if I want to get involved?
Just turn up on a Sunday at 12 o'clock. We have a we started a Facebook page, Waterford Tank Club. And so it can be, we can be contacted there as well, or I can be contacted. But generally, if you just arrive, as has happened with lots of people who have come to the club, just arrive, hands in their pockets, love to play, and we have, all of us bring extra sets of booze with us, and we're happy to share them out. And then over time, people start to get accustomed to how it feels and what the game's about, and then people generally then go and purchase their own booze over time. And like I said, Decathlon sell booze, their leisure booze, but to take it more serious, then you need to buy tournament booze, which are a bit more custom for the game.
You know? Sure. I'm going to do one thing, Tom, and I hope you take no offence to this, but anyone who does want to get involved, I'm going to spell it out. So it's Waterford Petank Club on Facebook, and the spelling of Petank, because I wouldn't have known if it wasn't done for me. So P-E-T-A-N-Q-U-E.
That is correct.
And now, it's, on Facebook.
Now, particularly, the French would be very serious about the little comma over the E's.
What is it for the French? It's not an apostrophe. What do they call it? Something else over the E. What, you know that thing looks like a fada. P-E-fada.
It's a petanque.
There we go. So P-E-T-A-N.
And interesting, the word petanque actually means 2 feet on the ground.
Oh, does it? Okay.
So when you're throwing the boule, you stand in a little circle.
Yes, okay.
And you cannot step outside that circle.
Okay, right.
Because it is, keep your feet on the ground.
And you can't lean over, 1 foot behind you, has to be planted.
You have to keep both feet on the ground. Yeah, exactly.
Well, Tom, look, congratulations on picking up a first Munster title for what is a very, very young club, because before we started chatting, I said, who's the chairman of the club? But we haven't got one yet. But look, that's surely got to come in time, because you can't go win silverware and not get something out of it. So look, every success to you. I hope it does go well. Anyone who wants to get involved, midday, People's Park on Sundays. And as we said, the Waterford Petank Club on Facebook if you want more information. But until then, Tom McPhillips, thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much for having me.